Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears, the legislative and political reporter for the Daily Record. Brian, interesting news, we think, today about school openings. What do you hear?
This could potentially be big. The governor's expected this afternoon to make an announcement in Ocean City with Comptroller Peter Francho, Senator Jim Mathias, and Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan. What we know is it's related to somehow a school opening issue. What we've been hearing is that there's the real potential for the governor possibly to make an announcement regarding an executive order mandating post-Labor Day school starts. It's something that the Comptroller has been advocating for years. Same with Senator Mathias.
It's an interesting partnership between the Democratic comptroller and the governor. Of course, it's not new, but it's one of the major things that Mr. Francho has been wanting for some time.
He calls it a strategic partnership. Other people call it a bromance. They do seem to be aligned on a number of issues, including this late post-Labor Day school issue. The governor's support for this is well known right after he was elected and sworn in. He signed the petition, as did Governor Martin O'Malley.
Can he do this? And why is he doing it like this, do you think?
Well, let's start with the second question first. The likelihood, the reason why he's doing something now is because there has been a bill in Annapolis that has died in committee 2 years in a row, sponsored by Senator Mathias, that would have mandated school starts after Labor Day. The Comptroller's Office has a report that says there's a $74 million annual direct economic impact to the state if you do this. Senator Paul Pinsky, who's very liberal and an advocate for teachers, calls this shameful and says that they're putting businesses ahead of teachers. So the bill has died the last 2 years.
Why would that happen? Why would that be against the interests of the teachers?
Well, there's some real concern that this would extend school calendars later into June. And so really, in the end, there wouldn't be sort of this net extension of summer that the comptroller promises because of the 182-day school calendar and all of the snow days and all the various things that go into cooking up school calendars each year. And so there's some concern for that. The teachers union would like to see this done on a school system by school system basis rather than a cookie cutter approach, either with legislation or an executive order. And to answer your first question now, whether or not the governor can do this remains to be seen. The governor's office won't discuss with me whether or not they've sought advice from from counsel or from the attorney general's office. And a number of legislators have raised some real questions about whether or not such a executive order could be legal, given the fact that the school system is generally outside of outside of the political arena.
Well, we'll find out. I guess somebody will ask the legal community what it thinks about this, and we'll see what the governor actually does say.
Absolutely.
Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.